Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia couple is suing two funeral homes after discovering their son's brain among the personal effects they received after his cremation. KYW's Matt Coughlin, the details.
When their son Timothy Garlington died in late November 2023, Lawrence and Abby Butler hired Southern Cremations and Funerals in Georgia, where he lived, to cremate his remains and return them to him via Nick's and Nick's funeral home. On a table with his personal effects was a box that they took with them on their return home. Chris Stewart is on the team representing the Butlers.
3 to 5 days later, they started noticing the extremely strong smell in the vehicle, which Mr. Butler noticed smelled like death. He then brought the box inside the home, not knowing what to do.
Inside the box was Timothy's brain.
It is still in my heart that I got in my car and I smelled death.
The Butlers have filed suit against both Southern Cremations and Nick's and Nick's. The funeral homes have not responded to requests for comment. A former Flyers star is acquitted of sexual assault by a Canadian judge. KYW's John McDevitt reports from the Breaking News Desk.
Former Philadelphia Flyer 26-year-old Carter Hart has been found not guilty of sexual assault. He had been accused of obtaining non-consensual sex from the complainant known as EM. But Justice Maria Caracia said in her London, Ontario courtroom, the Crown, which is the prosecution, failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that EM did not consent. 26-year-old Carter Hart played for the Flyers from 2018 to 2023. He was also a former player of Canada's World Junior Hockey Team and was accused of assaulting a woman with four other teammates in the hotel room in Ontario in 2018.
Four of Hart's teammates, Alex Formanton, Cal Foote, Dylan Dubé, and Michael McLeod, were also found not guilty. We're now a month away from the beginning of SEPTA's severe service cuts. Unless lawmakers in Harrisburg pass new funding to help SEPTA tackle its $213 million deficit, the cuts would happen a day before school starts in Philadelphia. Those who rely on mass transit to get to class are expected to be hit hard. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Northeast.
Many students in the Northeast take SEPTA to get to school, like the Route 88 bus, for example, which students from Lincoln, Father Judge, and Baldy Middle School rely on. So when the Route 88 and 31 other bus routes are slashed and 16 are shortened on August 24th, students and so many others will be getting on different routes or finding different ways to get to where they have to go. And it'll be a squeeze since SEPTA is also reducing service on many other bus routes and metro and regional rail lines.
After August's round of cuts, SEPTA plans on hiking fares by 21.5% in September, and then January, another severe round of cuts, including the elimination of five regional rail lines. A Chester County man is behind bars, charged with raping a 7-year-old girl during a sleepover last weekend. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Authorities say the 7-year-old victim was staying over at a relative's house in West Brandywine Township for a birthday party last Saturday when the sexual assault happened. According to an affidavit of probable cause, the girl reported that while she slept on the living room floor with a unicorn blanket, she awoke to find 18-year-old Drake Lease pulling off her underwear before he raped her. The next day, police recovered a unicorn blanket and a pair of pink underwear from the house on Brandymore Road, says Chester County District Attorney Christopher Deborena Sarobe.
Police were able to take the interview from the 7-year-old and pick up corroborating evidence, particularly clothing.
The DA declined to elaborate on the relationship, but said Lease and the residents of the house knew each other.
The child was taken by ambulance to Children's Hospital in King of Prussia to be treated. Lease, who lives in Honeybrook, was arrested Sunday. He's charged with child rape and other offenses. It's going to cost you more to buy a cheesesteak in Philadelphia because of a rapid increase in the price of beef. Steak shop owners say the cost of doing business is getting too expensive, as we hear from KYW's Connor Barkon.
Beef prices are at record highs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Steak shops are paying more than a dollar more per pound compared to a year ago.
We usually are somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 pounds. Depending on season and, you know, what's going on in the city.
Ken Silver is president of Jim South Street. He says the business is absorbing the additional cost for now, but that can't last forever.
And at some point, We'll have to raise our prices either permanently or put, like they did with eggs at Waffle House, you know, a market edition.
A Jim steak costs $13.49, while Pat's King of Steaks on Passyunk Avenue says customers should soon expect to pay more than its current $17 sandwich price. The Labor Department says steak is up more than 8% from this time last year, averaging about $11.50 a pound. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.